9.5 years ago in my area, no one had ever heard of Jim's building inspections. They thought, oh, Jim just mows lawn. No, they don't. He does so much more. It's evolved from something so small to something so large now. It's great.
But joining us today on the Jim's Group podcast is Gary, and you're from Jim's Building Inspections. You've been with us for many years as a franchisee, and the last 2.5 years you're now as a franchisor. So Gary, we always start off with the first question with this was, what were you doing prior to Jim's and how did you get involved with the Jim's Group?
Okay, so I was a residential builder, predominantly doing renovations and alterations to homes. And at the time, when I first came upon Jim's, I was actually dealing with a difficult client. I think it was a bathroom renovation. Time and I had just gotten home from work, was frustrated, and there was a HIA magazine on the bench from the mail that day, and it was a group that I was a member of. There was an ad in there for Jim's Building Inspections the following day. I just thought, oh, why not give it a call? Had a chat to the guy who was the franchisor at that time, Glenn. We seemed to hit it up really well straight from the get-go, and you know, progressively over the next 6 months, I started as a franchisee. It's been the best thing I've ever done.
Well, how did you find then the change? Obviously, the client, bad client interaction obviously drove that to do it. But how do you find the difference between the clients, obviously, as a builder to what you're doing now?
Well, the beauty of our business now as building inspectors is that 90% of the time, we're paid before we even go on site. And our client interaction is predominantly limited to, you know, emails, text messages, and phone conversations. It is very rare that you actually meet your clients unless they specifically want to meet you on site. I know over the years I've had multiple people come up and introduce themselves and say, oh, you know, you did the building inspection for me. So appreciated that. It's really nice to see that happen, actually.
It's an interesting dynamic because it's almost like you're on their side, right? Whereas if you're the builder and you're the customer, sometimes things, you know, might be a bit more tension with different things, obviously. But whereas when you're coming as the building inspector, you're instantly on their side and, you know, I've got your back and they know you've got their back and you're helping them out. So the dynamic change is a little bit different to what you would be as a builder and a customer as opposed to what you're doing.
Yeah, Lily, that's 100% correct, yes.
Now, how did you find the training back in the day? So being a builder running your own business and all of a sudden you would have had to come and do the gym's training. So how did that go and how's the process for you?
The training was really good. As good as you are as a builder and the process you have in place, it's different from building homes to inspecting them. You know, over the years, I've done multiple inspections for builders themselves, and they've always come back and said, look, you know, I wouldn't have looked at what you were looking at. Now, I'm glad we got you to do it. The training that we do for our franchisees is just second to none. We put them through, you know, extensive training so that when they actually go live as a franchisee, not only are they confident in what they can do, but we're confident in what they can do as well. And, you know, that's something that helps limit the litigation side of things as building inspectors. We have an exceptional record as far as litigation goes with all our franchisees throughout Australia.
Yeah, that is true, because obviously people with, you know, you've got 150 plus, I think it's 160 gyms, building inspections, franchisees, and as you said, the amount of not many claims at all really that come through is quite remarkable and a testament to how you guys do your training and the type of people that come involved with JBI.
Yeah, that's right. Well, as much as, you know, people are checking us out when they're looking to buy a franchise, we're checking them out as well. We're a division that has a very exclusive sort of set of credentials that people need to have to buy a franchise. You know, obviously, we like to sell franchises to builders, you know, engineers, carpenters, but they actually have to have a minimum prerequisite set of qualifications.
Yeah, that's really, really important. So as a franchisor, do you want to explain for people outside of gyms who might not know what that term is? What is a franchisor and what is your role with that?
Okay, so a franchisor actually helps run a region. So my region is from probably the southernmost franchise would be Bathurst in New South Wales up to Tweed Heads in New South Wales on the Queensland border and out west. So it's quite a large region. What I do is I help franchisees, I help them run their businesses in the background. So it's their own business, but I'm there for background support. You know, I'm talking to them all the time. I'm helping them with whatever their questions they have and also just being there to support them throughout whatever they're going through. It's not just business. You know, when I'm talking to them, we'll often have conversations for 20 minutes to half an hour just on, you know, how they're going and what they're up to. I really enjoy that side of it.
What sort of, maybe just an outline for people, what sort of questions is it generally like? Is it sort of like, you know, how do I deal with this situation? Or what are the sort of, maybe, do you want to give a couple of examples for maybe some builders or engineers watching this? What are the sort of things when they start, they have people have questions around?
Okay, a lot of questions are around, you know, okay, what am I doing with the app? How do I do this? As opposed to, you know, changing things. And it's about helping them evolve their business so that they're running it much more smoothly. You know, obviously, when you first start a business like this, it takes time to learn the systems and the processes and to get everything right. When we're talking about things, though, like I've got a new franchise at the moment, we talk several times a day, every day. And it's just about helping him become better at what he's doing. And it's about helping him becoming more confident in his own ability. Now, I know he's got that ability, but, you know, and like everybody, you start to doubt yourself at times. And it's just about building their confidence up.
Now, it's a really important part of the gym system is the franchisor on support that you guys provide. And do you want to outline for people, it's not just support with yourself, about maybe the other franchisees and the meetings and stuff that you guys do as well to get the others involved?
Yeah, so, you know, we have 6-weekly franchisee meetings where we all come together as a region. It's not only about me running a meeting, it's about everybody supporting each other. I had another franchisee email out a question just the other day, and pretty much every single one of the franchisees in our region responded with, you know, tips, advice. You know, so it was really good to see that I'm not the only one supporting that. And I know from talking to them all that sometimes they won't ring me. Sometimes they'll ring each other. And yeah, that's great because we're all there to support each other. It's hard to run a business when you're on your own, but when you've got background support from someone like a franchisor and other franchisees, it makes it 10 times easier.
Yeah, and you'll be in the best position to know that, having to run your own business before as a builder coming into the gym system. So you obviously know that firsthand.
Yeah. And, you know, beauty of my role now is as a franchisor is that, you know, prior to that, I was a franchisee for 7.5 years. So I know the gyms group systems. I know how they work. I know what it takes to make a business work within our building inspection division. And it enables me to be extremely confident when talking to prospective franchisees about them buying a business because I've been there, I've done it. I had to start from scratch 9.5 years ago in my area. No one had ever heard of gyms building inspections. They thought, oh, gyms just mows lawns. No, they don't. It does so much more. It's evolved from something so small to something so large now. It's great.
You must have been one of the first. I interviewed Peter Castle, and he was one of the first in New South Wales as well. And sort of the similar thing back in the day, JBI was just getting off the ground, and you know, the general punch are sort of things we just do more, but hopefully over time it's been changing with that, with all the franchisees we have in the other divisions and the promotion. But yeah, quite a common thing. And you know, you've been around for nearly 10 years, which is a great achievement as well. Not many businesses get to the 10-year mark and it keeps striving and doing well. So well done on that as well. That's a really important thing, I reckon, for people to consider when buying a franchise with gyms, is that our longevity as well. It's far more likely to succeed with this model as opposed to doing independence. That's just say you are as well. And I think coming into JBI, you obviously have a lot of guys who are former builders and stuff. They run a business before, so they've just got such a good head start when they come into this, where they don't have to worry about the website, they don't have to worry about the marketing, they don't have to worry about all those other things, where it can just concentrate on doing a great job and away you go. But do you want to just outline real quickly, Gary, lead generation. Lead generation is obviously an important thing. The builders might be going, or engineers, how do you generate work for me, or what do I need to do to help in that regard? Do you want to outline what are the expectations around marketing, and how do you guys market for leads in the division?
Yeah, so what we do is, you know, obviously there's a percentage or a portion of our monthly fees that go to Google AdWords. With Google AdWords, we have a lot of keywords that we use for marketing that will typically keep our franchisees at the top of Google pages on the first page. That's what we aim for. Now, the lead generation side of things is that, you know, whenever someone calls up the call center, which is that number on the side of everybody's vehicle that runs around with gym script, they get transferred that call directly to them. Obviously, we need to build a little bit of confidence with those clients, and then they engage us to carry out whatever type of inspection it is thereafter. Pretty much a very good source of work, because, you know, people, when they're calling the call center, they're calling because, one, they've obviously heard of the gyms group, but they're calling because they trust the brand. Brand name is a huge thing for us as far as trust goes. And you know, when we're dealing with clients that have previously been, you know, affected or hurt by other inspectors or whatever it is that haven't done the right thing by them, it enables us to then come in and give them like a 5-star quality service, which is what we're all about.
And we get around, for people who don't know, we get around 1 million new leads or 1 million new quote requests a year, depending if they go unserviced or not as well. So it's quite a lot of people that every year try and use gyms. And when you come to the gyms in 2024, you're leveraging off that 35 year plus of goodwill of all this that's been built up over the years. So there's never a better time to come in, which is now, because you're going off all that hard work. And the great thing about coming into building inspections now, you just got the biggest in the country by a mile, and you're just going off that reputation, which you guys have been built over the 12 year period for JBI. So it's a great time to come in board and go off that as well and deal with your experience with it as well. And I was going to say, from a local area marketing perspective, back in the day, when you started in your area, Gary, you were the first person there, were you? Was it just you in that area? Yep. How did you build that up back in the days? Was it just purely a fleas, or did you get out there? Or what was the sort of expectations around you then?
Actually, when I first started, the leads were quite slow. So, you know, I was in a position where I had 3 small kids at home with my wife. She was an at-home mum. I had to make this business work. So it was about hitting the ground running and going out and doing all the local area marketing, like meeting real estate agents, conveyancers, solicitors, you know, mortgage brokers, and just introducing yourself, you know, using the flyers that we have available, the brochures that we have available, and going out and just pounding the pavement and talking to people. That helps build your relationship with the local people in your area.
Absolutely. And the great thing for JBI, people who are looking at the franchise, when you come to training, the actual Sam Robinson, who's in the head office there, is the actual local area marketing trainer. So they get a special JBI session, even though it's for all the gyms group. So that's what works for JBI guys, which is everything you're talking about there and all that sort of stuff, which is an important part of the system. But the great thing about where you are now is obviously you've got a reputation in the area. You do a lot of work with Google Ads and that sort of, you're getting a lot of those online leads as well. But those are the extra things outline which franchisees should do and can do in the area. And for you, you mentioned you had a young family. So what's been the best part about being a franchisee for you? Has it been money? Has it been lifestyle? What's it been for you?
Well, it's been a mixture. You know, as a franchisee, you can do 2 inspections in the morning, be home by lunchtime, and spend the rest of the afternoon writing reports. You can go to school activities very easily. You create your own schedule and you can work around your family. And, you know, as a franchisor, I told my new franchisees that, you know, you can run your business and do as many inspections as you want or as little as you want. Depends on the lifestyle that you have or the lifestyle that you want and your family circumstances. So, you know, for a family man or woman that's looking to get into an industry like this, we're there to support whatever they need.
And you want to talk about the income guarantee and how that works. A lot of people go, you know, I've been earning this much before and I need to earn this. And do you want to just outline for that for people how that works in the gym system?
Yeah, so we actually have a $2,000 a week income guarantee where exactly what it means. We guarantee that you will earn that type of money each week. Should someone fall below that, we have a system in place where you can actually do a series of, you know, free inspections and everything like that to make up that income. Now, by doing that, it's actually boosting your local area marketing and only benefiting your business. So it's a win-win either way.
Yeah, perfect. It's a good outline. Yeah, it's a very unique thing, the gym system. A lot of franchises copied the gym's thing and advertise that now, but there's a whole bunch of crazy conditions with it. Whereas with that one, as you said, local area marketing activity, you might be going into the real estate agent, having to give 3 business cards out or whatever, and you can be compensated for that. But very rarely is it relied upon sometimes in most divisions within the gyms group. Now, I was going to say as well, Gary, the services that you guys can provide, there's a lot. If you have a look at Gyms Building Inspections website, you can click on services and see everything that you guys do. But just from your business, when you're being a franchisee, what sort of services have you been doing for people? What type of reports?
Okay, so predominantly, you know, I was doing pre-purchase inspections, building and timber best, you know, dilapidation reports, asbestos reports, Yukon inspections, you know, all stage inspections right through from slab to handover and everything in between. But yeah, predominantly pre-purchase in my area.
What's the average inspector in your region doing a week in terms of reports? So they're doing like 15 in a week, or what's the sort of number?
Well, yeah, I've got guys doing 10 and some are doing 15. So anywhere between, you know, 8 to 15 inspections is pretty much what most are doing.
And that's all via the JBI app?
Yes, that's correct, yeah.
Do you want to outline about the technology a bit, and about the custom reporting app that you guys have, maybe, and how it differentiates to some other ones?
Yeah, so the app that we use is 100% owned by us. That's something that made me feel really comfortable about it when I was, looking into gym building inspections. But the app is very simple and easy to use. It's a process where you've got a drop-down list of defects from A to Z, and it's just a matter of dragging across the right defect into the right room. Obviously, you need to alter that defect statement slightly to suit that particular house. You can then add photos. You can put arrows or notations on the photos within the report. And the report itself, when generated, is actually a very well-looked-at document that a lot of people comment on how well it's done.
It's a great system. I've used you guys before. I've actually had one of the reports, so I know what they look like, and it's definitely really good, and what you guys have done compared to some other mobs as well. And I was going to say as well, Gary, what type of then person suits becoming a franchisee in your region or in the division? Is there any characteristics? What are maybe some expectations of things they should know before even coming on board? What are some things you would say to people?
Yeah, so obviously for us, I'm looking for builders who have probably had enough of the building industry, potentially people like engineers, guys that are trade qualified carpenters with a minimum of, say, 5 years experience and are possibly even doing their cert for in building and construction. They're the ideal franchisee because they know building systems, they know processes, and they can identify defects within a house very easily as opposed to someone who doesn't have any building background.
What's the work lead level been like? Because there's obviously a lot more awareness, I think, around building inspections now, because there's one real famous, obviously, TikTok inspector guy on YouTube and stuff, and he goes through and does all his videos with people like him or hate him. But I think everyone would benefit from what he's been doing. So have you noticed an increase in building inspections more recently, or how's the sort of work lead levels like in your area?
They have gone up, but, whether it's specifically related to that, I don't know. In our industry, he has been fantastic. Has definitely built the profile of, a building inspector up 100-fold. There is no doubt about that. And I think what he does is actually really good. I enjoy watching some of his stuff. So as far as, lead generation goes, our leads are definitely getting better. But I think that's also partly because I'm actually actively growing our region quite significantly with a huge focus on, additional franchisees. So the more franchisees they get, obviously, the more money there is for lead generation, and that comes across, when you've got franchisees that have territories next to each other. There's more advertising, there's more people noticing the brand, and it's been a big plus for us.
Great point, Gary. So you want to talk about that real quickly, because we get that a bit, I see too many gyms in my area, there's going to be no leads to me, etc. So you've just mentioned you've got two franchisees next to each other in territory, and it actually works the opposite way, does it, in regards to the lead generation? That's actually a helpful thing.
Yeah, so, when I've got franchisees that order each other, it actually generates more leads in that particular area purely because there's more visibility, there's more money being spent on lead generation, and there's also a better awareness of the brand because there's more vehicles going around without vehicle wrap on it, and you can't miss that. It stands out. It actually looks fantastic.
Gyps Building Inspection has got one of the best wraps in the group, so it's a full wrap car that can look fantastic.
It does. It looks really good.
From a marketing perspective, if you're watching this, the branding from JBI is really, really strong. You guys are really strict and you're really strong with your branding. It's really good and all your vehicles look fantastic. And all the franchisees I've ever met in JBI are really well presented as well. So, really well presented uniform. Everyone does a great job in what they do. I've seen some of the meetings and stuff as well down here. But from a perspective of, if someone wants to join the division, what are some things then, maybe some questions they should be asking you? Is there stuff they should be looking at, or should they be getting a list of franchisees and calling them? If they want to investigate this more, what should they do, Gary?
Absolutely. Talking to existing franchisees is key. Whenever I have a new inquiry come through, it's after a couple of conversations, I'm giving them, three or four numbers of existing franchisees for them to call, and I encourage them to call them purely because they're talking to people who are on the ground doing the work, and I give them a variety of different people to talk to. I'll give them the number of a guy that's been in it for just 12 months, someone that's been in it for 3 years, or maybe someone that's been in it for 6 years. So they get that range of experience and qualifications. So, yeah.
What sort of time frame? So they might go, yep, this sounds great to me. I'm going to put an inquiry in. What sort of time frame can they do from an inquiry, let's say, to starting? What do you want to outline sort of maybe the process for someone?
Yeah, so, you know, once someone touches base with me and they make an inquiry, we will actually start heading down the road of checking out their qualifications and making sure that they're suitable for our division. But then it's a matter of going to generic training with all the other potential franchisees. And then, you know, when they're there, we'll give them a formal proposal. And then, you know, they will either, and look, 9 times out of 10, that formal proposal is accepted. We start heading down the road of them purchasing a franchise. We look at putting them into what we call CRBI training, which is our residential building inspection training. That's the first lot of training, and we do that at our head office in Melbourne. That's done over a week, and we actually start teaching them how to do building inspections. We also teach them marketing and, you know, some ins and outs of, you know, business development and stuff like that. And then, you know, we start doing a whole host of training reports. Now, every time a new franchisee does some training, we actually do 10 training reports with them where, you know, 3 or 4 are done at their initial training, but then the rest of them are done with myself on site, you know, so that we can show them different aspects of how people do building inspections. You know, our head trainer, George, is fantastic. He does a great job. And then I just lead on from that and show them, you know, how I do things. And it's not a matter of them doing exactly what I do. It's a matter of them finding a process that works for them and just following that process each time.
Yeah, they're definitely not going to be left to their own device. You guys will obviously be there every step of the way, and that's the main thing people need to. Because a lot of time when people look at a gym's franchise, if it's JBI or something else, they're always a bit unsure about, well, am I confident enough to do it? So if you're not someone who might not be confident enough to do it, you guys really do make the process easy, and you do hold their hand till they can be right up to the when they're ready to go for that first customer.
Absolutely. We hold their hand right through the whole way, even to the extent where they have to tell me to go away. I'm fine now. You can let me go. It's just, now, and that was one of the huge things that attracted me to the gyms group, is that there's support right throughout, you know, not only from your franchisor, but then, you know, from our head office, our divisional, the gyms group, goes all the way to Jimmy himself, which, yeah, you don't get anywhere else.
Absolutely. Now, that is true. And the good thing about your training is everyone goes through the Moorabbin head office and they can meet the guys in there and see the operation and get one-on-one devices. Sam is a bit of an energizer bunny from training. Everyone will love Sam and they'll get to meet him and they get personal attention with him, which I think is a really big benefit to you guys as well, outside of some other gyms divisions. You might not get access to that sort of training and specialized thing. And I was going to say as well, is there any stories in your division that stand out? So is there any guys maybe come from being a builder and they might have had a hard time and have come into this and gone, geez, my life is 10 times better? Or is there any stories that stand out to you?
Oh, look, yeah, every time a new franchisee gets started, it's like, oh, this is the best thing I've ever done. I wish I had done this years ago. You know, I hear that constantly. You know, I've got a new franchisee that I've just started. He's probably, you know, just a month into it. He is absolutely ecstatic with the income that he's earning already in a new business, you know, which is really hard to come by. And not only that, he's just super happy and excited about, you know, what he's doing and about the direction that, you know, his life is now going in.
Yeah, because building even now, like it's getting worse in terms of how stressful it is. It's always been a tough game with builders and stuff, but now it's just getting way worse and it's just so hard. And what do you do? Like, what do you transition into if you've only known to do building, be a builder your whole life or a chippy or something, right? So having this as an option is such a great option for people. And unfortunately, there's still a bit of skepticism sometimes around franchises and stuff like that. And there's a lot of misconceptions. And one of the big misconceptions I want you to clear up, Gary, is about fees. So people might go, oh, they take 40% of your money or gym takes 30% of your money and that sort of thing we see sometimes. So maybe you want to clarify about the fees and sort of how that structure works as well.
Yeah, so our fee system is significantly different, as you know, compared to other franchises. We have a fixed fee base where, you know, our fees are the same each month, every month. The only thing that will change as far as our fees goes is the amount of leads that you receive. You know, we pay $35 per lead for our leads in building inspection division. And that is the only portion of your fees that will change each month. You know, we do not take a percentage off the top. Recently, I've poached probably to prospective franchisees from another inspection company that, you know, wants to have 30% off the top of their business straight away. And they were very skeptical about it and therefore approached in building inspections. And, you know, after talking to me, we had one conversation. One guy is already a franchisee now and one is in the process of becoming a franchisee. So, you know, people trust our system much more.
Point, Gary, and people unfortunately think franchising is all about percentage of revenue and that's it. So the more you earn, the sort of the more you're penalised in a way, right? So the more with gyms, the more you earn, the more you keep. And that's the way the system's been deliberately set up by Jim, because as he says, he doesn't do anything extra to make that extra money. So that should be more for you. And that's a really good point as well. And also the concept of the lead fee. Do you want to outline for people about the concept of the lead fee, about what it's actually for? Because there's a bit of misunderstanding about lead fees themselves.
So the lead fees are actually a fee based on, you know, helping to pay for, you know, things that like the call center and stuff like that. They actually, if you're paying, for my way of thinking is if I'm paying $35 for a lead fee and I'm picking up a building and pest inspection that is worth $660, it's a no-brainer. It is so simple and it's easy because that work is coming to me and I'm not chasing it. That's what I like about it. So the lead fees, yeah, they have never bothered me from the very first point I started 9.5 years ago.
They try and generate that as if you're an independent building inspector, trying to generate, for example, you know, Google Ads will do that and do your own campaign and try and compete on those keywords and stuff and generate that good lead for yourself. You would not be doing it for $35. I can guarantee it right now. So that's the benefit.
Yeah. Yeah. There's no way you could generate a lead for $35.
Definitely not. And as you were saying before, the brand, you get so much more cut through if you are competing in the search results in Google, and people see the name Jim's when they scan and they see 20 different things. Who do I use? Jim's will generally be the first thing they go to. So it's such an advantage in the online space as well. I was going to say, Gary, 10 years, has there been any highlights for you over the 9.5, 10 years you've been with Jim's?
I suppose the highlights for me would be just evolving as a business and having a really good reputation as an inspector. And then being offered, you know, the franchisor role when that opportunity came up, that was probably the biggest highlight for me. That was very daunting because my previous franchisor was one of the loveliest men you would ever meet in your life. And for some reasons, he had to get out of it. And yeah, I was offered the position and grabbed it with both hands. And yeah, having a look back, I actually really enjoyed the mentoring side of things with the existing franchisees, but the new franchisees as well. I like supporting other people in their businesses and watching them become successful.
That's a great point. I just want to outline for people again, if they don't know the system and this term franchisor, but a franchisor, basically your responsibility is to manage this large area, which you have from Tweed Heads down to Bathurst. And then you're responsible for growing the division, supporting franchisees, making sure everyone has enough work. And the great thing with franchisees, with someone like you, is you've been around as a franchisee already for 7.5 years, 9.5 years within gyms. So they get direct access to you, but also you speak to every single building inspector in your region. So you've got all the knowledge from all these other guys. So when they come and talk to you, you'll know these situations as well from all these other businesses. So they get all that advantage off it. And somebody that was recently told to me, which I thought was a really good thing, that the knowledge you have is not just from your business, it's from all the other franchisee businesses you have. And they get direct access to that, which is worth its weight in gold.
Yeah. 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 Like I said previously, you know, when I'm talking to the guys, we'll often have long conversations. It's about everybody doing something similar, but they're all doing it slightly differently. And everybody has different gifts. You know, I've got guys that predominantly do new construction inspections because that's what they like the most. So, you know, when someone's sending out an email about, you know, oh, do you know this standard for the Australian standards or whatever, they'll be the ones to respond, or I'll recommend that they talk to those people. You know, it's about, you know, the support for each other, which as an independent, you've got no support.
No, you don't. And that's a great point, Gary, as well, about how you make the business for yourself. Like, you, as you said, you've got so many different options in your business, but if you want to become a specialist in maybe 3 or 4 areas, you can. If you want to only work Monday to Thursday and turn off leads for the other 3 days, you can as well. So it's how you make it. And in gyms, you've got that beauty. It's really franchisee focused in that way and making it well for you. And Gary, is there anything you want to leave on today? Like, if someone wants to learn more about being a franchisee with yourself in JBI, what do they need to do?
They just need to make an inquiry, you know, reach out, just Google Jim's Building Inspections, hit the inquiry button, and we're more than happy to sit down and have a conversation with you it's a choice that you will not look back on and regret. We love having builders come in because they've got that pre-existing knowledge and it's using your knowledge in a different way. So, yeah, love it.
Great point. Well, thank you very much today for joining us, Gary, and congratulations on nearly your 10 years in gyms as well. You've done the great progression from franchisee to franchisor, so that's a really, really good thing to do, and a credit to yourself and all you what you've done in becoming a regional franchisor to do that and get that trust. So thank you very much for joining us today on the Gyms Podcast. And if you are interested in a franchise, 131546 or the Gyms Building Inspections website or gyms.net and inquire. And if you're in Gary's region, you'll speak to Gary. This will be the man you're talking to. So hit him up if you've got any questions, and hopefully we see them in training very soon.
Thanks, Joel.
Thank you for listening to the episode of the Gyms Podcast. If you want to learn more about the Gyms Group, head to gyms.net or call us on 131 546 Australia or 0800 454 654 New Zealand. And if you did like the episode as well, please make sure you leave a review or a comment or a thumbs up or a comment on the video as well. We appreciate your support. And until next episode, we hope you have a great week.